I'm David Brancaccio. I will say this, without the customary conditional, no may, perhaps, or possiblys here, the guardians of interest rates at the Federal Reserve will lower interest rates by 0.25% in just over 7 hours. If I'm wrong, you're welcome to write me a nasty gram. With the Fed's wrapping up its review of the economy and rates today, here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
When the Fed cut interest rates in September, it was characterized as insurance, a little juice to keep the economy chugging along. And the lower rates have boosted interest rate-sensitive sectors like autos and housing, says Steve Nylander at San Diego State.
You know, every time rates come down, people go refinance their mortgages, and you know, whether that's, you know, $100, $200, $300, $400 they're putting in their pockets extra every month, being able to go out and spend it in the economy.
But one or two more rate cuts could suggest the Fed thinks the economy's in real trouble and needs a shot in the arm to prevent a recession, says Lindsay Piegza at Stifel Fixed Income.
It's going to be increasingly difficult for them to continue to characterize adjustments as preventative measures as opposed to outright support for a faltering economy.
Piegza says the Fed's trying to keep the expansion alive without signaling there's anything to worry about. That could lead people to stop spending and hunker down for worse times to come. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.